producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
American culture today, what we find is that groups, usually it's two groups, one on either side of an issue, they end up talking past each other. They believe different facts. They read different news. They hear different cable channels.
No, I don't.
they don't even know the information that the other side is consuming. They just don't get it. And I think that this is another one of those circumstances here where we're reading about the top 12 times that a good guy with a gun has stopped a mass shooting. Because I can tell you the folks on the left don't believe this is happening.
Right.
They don't believe it. They believe that the only people that can stop a shooting are law enforcement agents. And in many cases, these stories we're reading, they're off-duty law enforcement agents, but they're in a capacity of civilianhood. And here's a little surprise for you. Law enforcers, it's easier for them to carry guns. In a lot of places, in some places, they're the only ones that can carry them.
Right.
So if you increase the amount of responsible people with guns, then, I mean, how many crimes are committed by concealed carry permit holders? These don't seem like
very few.
Your general, this isn't a title, concealed carry permit holder. Isn't it a title that is generally held by a lot of criminals?
Right.
So I don't know why it seems like scary to people that concealed carry permit holders might be able to carry, say, on a university campus, like we're reading the story from University of Texas, where nearly 400 professors are claiming they're going to do some kind of civil action if the law is put in, if the law is enacted that's already in place, that students will be able to concealed carry on campus in classrooms. By the way, these same people probably thought that Kim Davis, clerk in Kentucky who wasn't giving out marriage permits, was doing the wrong thing because she wouldn't do her job when her job came along.
Well, at least these people are saying they're going to quit.
One of them is saying that he's going to quit. The others are just claiming civil action. But anyway,
I mean, quitting would be a good civil action.
I just see some hypocrisy here.
Well, I mean, quote here.
Backtrack?
Yeah, recap. Recap. There we go. Recap the number 7 here. Free Will Baptist Church. March 25th, 2012.
Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yep. Aaron Guyton was inside the recreational building of his grandfather's church when he saw Jesse Gates, a member of the congregation, pulling a shotgun from his vehicle. Guyton leapt into action, locking the doors to the church where the services were going on. Gates kicked in the door and pointed the shotgun at Reverend Harry Guyton and several parishioners. Drawing his concealed handgun, the younger Guyton held Gates at gunpoint while two members of the church took him to the ground. Reverend Guyton then took the shotgun from his hand. It's like a movie.
Yeah.
This stuff is just, it's crazy.
And a lot of these people are extraordinarily brave. If these people that have been stopped in these circumstances, there aren't too many of them that have been killed.
Right.
There aren't too many that have been killed. The one guy that I can think of in a story so far that has been killed was pulling the pin on a hand grenade.
Yeah.
All these, that shoot sounds legitimate as hell to me. And the rest of these people are, it's amazing their restraint in using the weapon. This is one of the reasons, by the way, that I'm, deeply concerned about people like me having handguns is, I tend to get scared. When I'm scared, I'm in action. I'm a firefighter. You want a person who sees a problem, willing to go into action to be a firefighter. That's the kind of person you're looking for.
Are you saying you get stabby when you're startled?
That might be it.
The other thing that I don't think a lot of people take into account is the fact that, like, when you're carrying, you have to be extremely concerned that someone doesn't get a hold of your firearm.
Yeah, sure.
That's just a major concern. Like, you can't just not take action because someone could get your firearm and use it against you or use it against other people. So, you know, there's that responsibility as well.
A lot of these people are pulling their guns out and holding the shooter at bay, which is amazing to me.
Yep.
You know, I guess I think when you pull that gun, it's, that's when you start pulling the trigger. Maybe not.
Yeah. Well, people are not as fortunate here. The Clackamas Town Center Mall, December 11th, 2012, two people were killed and a third was seriously wounded at the Clackamas Town Center near Portland, Oregon.
We get calls from there.
When a rifle-toting gunman opened fire in the busy food court. Nick Melly, a shopper in the mall, drew a personally owned firearm on the gunman, who immediately retreated to a service corridor and killed himself. Melly did not fire his weapon for fear of striking bystanders. Yet authorities,
you've got to be very concerned with in these circumstances.
Yeah. Yep. Yet authorities say his actions caused the gunman to cease his attack and end his own life. So again, you know, like, just ended immediately. As soon as the gun came, the other gun came out, but two people had already been killed and third seriously wounded already, but it ceased. As soon as somebody saw what was going on and had a gun, you know, was armed.
When I read these stories, when I read stories about police officers using their weapons, I'm always concerned about where the bullet's going. Sometimes in buildings, you're talking about drywall. I mean, these bullets can go a very long distance through several walls.
Yeah, this guy wasn't even an officer. He's just a chopper.
Can you read the statement from the guy again about why he did not shoot at the gunman?
It was no statement.
Or it gave his thoughts. He didn't shoot because he didn't want to hit bystanders.
For fear of striking bystanders.
Right. Yep. I'm reminded of, remember the Empire State shooting that happened a couple of years ago?
Oh, when the cops just...
Where it was reported, you know, gunmen opened fire outside of Empire State Building, 11 people hit, one injured.
Right, but all the
hits
were by cops.
That guy only shot one person, the other 10 were shot by the cops.
Yeah.
Well, I would, in defense of the cops... Many of these stories have been, at least a few of these stories have been of law enforcement officers on duty or off, who have, you know, stopped the shooter in from what I can tell, in some circumstances without firing a bullet at all. So I'm not saying that they always do the right thing, but there are plenty of circumstances where you're talking about, Daryl, where I can think of, remember when that one cop was on the loose in California? I can't remember his name, but he was, you know, this cop killer cop was on the loose. And the police shot up like two different vehicles, just shot him to pieces.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with this guy's this guy at all.
And there's a video of a guy that, like, stole a cup of coffee from a 7-Eleven, and I think it was seven cops unloaded something like 60 rounds at the guy for stealing a cup of coffee. They knew who the guy was. He was a homeless guy. He stole a cup of coffee from a gas station, and they unloaded, like, I swear, based on the number of bullets, somebody had to have reloaded.
Well, this next guy was trying to get something a lot more saucy than a cup of coffee. This next one is the Mystic Strip Club.
And which number is this on the list?
Number 9, January 11th, 2014. After being refused entry into the strip club for belligerent behavior and racist comments earlier in the evening, Thomas Elliot Kjelmeland... Sorry, what I just it? Like that. I like that name because it's spelled H-J-E-L-M-E-L-A-N-D. Kjelmeland.
Okay.
Returns carrying a handgun and wearing a Halloween mask. As soon as he entered the club, Kjelmeland opened fire and striking a bouncer, Brian Rizzo, a patron, and a waitress. Oh, striking a bouncer, Brian Rizzo, a patron, and a waitress. Another bouncer, Jonathan Bear, drew his concealed handgun and shot Kjelmeland, killing him. Following the attack, Bear posted to Facebook, "I did what I thought was right to stop the shooter. I carry every day, and I will continue to, and will do so with the hope that I will never have to pull it out again."
Yeah, I think that I think people that are in that circumstance really do come to the conclusion that that's not something that they want to do.
It's one of the things.
Shooting somebody has to be a terrible thing.
People don't understand about guns that the legal ownership, people who legally carry their guns, they're not using them. Like, that's the whole point of having a firearm, is to not use it.
Not fire.
Not fire unless you're at a range.
Pointing it at somebody to get them to put their gun down or whatever is also using it, I would sex.
Yeah, but they don't want to use it at all.
Like, yeah, sure. Who wants that?
The point is to not have to use it.
Right. It's like an insurance policy. You have it because, well, you want it in case you need it, but you don't ever want to have to need it.
One thing about life insurance is, well, everybody dies. Not everybody runs across a shooter.
The next one takes place in Austin, Texas. We'll hear about that.
Oh, yeehaw. 855-450-3733. Does it surprise you that this many people have stopped mass shootings with handguns? Does it enrage you that this news is out here? Do you have some workaround that you can still manage to cling to? 855-450-FREE.
Ever wish you had a business that ran itself, put money in your pocket, and you didn't have to go to work? If I could turn your current life into that business, then list it in the right systems that put money in your pocket, so potentially you didn't have to go to work. Is that something you might be interested in? Credit Success Secrets Revealed is exactly that. We help you document your life as a business. We place that data in the right systems to trigger automatic personal and business credit that works. We teach you how to get business funding to buy assets that put money in your pocket. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time, no matter your situation. It's as easy as following simple directions. We practically fill it out for you. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many people get cash in their hands right now. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719. Or go to creditsuccesssecretsrevealed.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. and talk about whatever you want. What we're talking about right now is good guys with guns stopping mass shootings, the top 12 incidents thereof, suggesting that there are more. And I found it enlightening. I didn't know that there were this many circumstances where these things occurred. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can also call in on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. And these people are legitimately saving lives. There's no doubt about, in my mind, when I'm reading these stories, these people are saving lives. Here's a segue for you, Johnson. If you want to save some money, you can go to saveatpurse.com. There,
unfortunately, Amazon doesn't sell firearms.
I don't imagine they do. Do they sell ammunition?
I don't know.
I mean, I have no clue. Don't buy those things. What can I tell you? I'm a convicted felon. They don't sell them to me. But you can go and get everything that you need for your life. I was just, Jack, my son, was sharing with his Uncle Ian the joy he had at getting a Lego that he got recently at 45% savings. I couldn't believe that somebody picked it up. But
a single Lego?
It was, come on, man. It was a Lego set. Save at purse. That's save A-T. Saveatpurse.com to save between 15 and 45% off of the things you buy every day through Amazon. You got to use Bitcoin. That's the trick. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Charlie calling in from K-Talks in Arizona. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Good evening, my brothers in freedom. Actually, you pretty much went over the information that I was curious about. I have a couple of friends that are tech savvy and have the money to do these sort of things. But, okay.
What sort of things are we talking about here, Charlie?
What I want to go to is saveatpurse.com.
Yep, saveatpurse.com. If you've got Bitcoin, will allow you to purchase things at a huge savings with Bitcoin through
right.
Amazon.
And the other question was, I want to make sure that you guys get your 2 cents out of it, too. Is there anything that has to be added to this, like at FTL or anything like that?
I really appreciate you asking. No, simply go to saveatpurse.com, sign up. Every purchase that you make you make through there, we'll get credit for it.
It's that URL address that is what gives the credit.
We own saveatpurse.com. So
okay,
everything's...
I understand. So just saveatpurse.com. We'll get you guys your well-deserved help. And
indeed.
I remember before you were talking about Express Coin.
ExpressCoin.com may or may not. I don't think they're taking orders right now. The best thing, Charlie, and I'm sad to say, is the best thing I can advise you to do at this point is go to Google and say buy Bitcoins.
Well, you can also get Bitcoin through Purse.
You can get them through Purse.
The markup
there is significantly higher if you use a credit card, and your savings will be mitigated as a result. But you can get Bitcoins through Purse, and you'll still get some savings on what you do. Charlie, I do appreciate the call.
Okay, so Express Coin is out of the question.
It looks like it.
At the moment, Charlie, I've got a couple of links on my personal website, fpp.cc. So if you go to shop.fpp.cc, there's a couple of places listed on there where you can purchase Bitcoin.
Excellent. FPP, as in FPP, yep. .cc.
FPP.cc. That's for the Free Patriot Press. Or
Free Press Publication.
Free Press Publication. You've changed the name a bunch of times, haven't you?
I've changed the name once.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Charlie.
3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And the CC stands for Creative Commons.
Yes.
What if people want us to get credit, and I want us to get credit, that's for sure, the best thing to do is go to saveatpurse.com, create your account now. Once the account is created through saveatpurse.com, then we get all future purchases, and it doesn't matter where how you get through get to Purse. So saveatpurse.com, create the account now. So there you go. Johnson, we were talking about situations where good guys with guns managed to stop mass shootings, and there's 12 of them. I was told, you know, through a meme on Facebook, so it has to be true, recently that this has never happened.
Yeah, nonsense.
Nonsense.
And this next one takes place in Austin, Texas. So, and where evildoers are trying to do evil things. All right, April 30th, 2014, an irate former employee came to a construction site and opened fire on his coworkers.
Where was this, Austin?
Okay. Austin, Texas. The site's foreman, a concealed handgun license holder, drew his firearm and opened fire. Both men were wounded in the exchange of gunfire, but the foreman's actions ended the attack and no one else was wounded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some guy brings a gun to work, trying to kill off some people he doesn't like, and he's going to be pretty obviously stopped by somebody with a gun.
Yep.
This is obviously a mass shooting that's been stopped. Maybe it would have just been one person. Maybe he's just going to kill one person and then kill himself, which I just don't understand. Who could possibly be at work that's so important that you want to kill them and then kill yourself?
So this next one takes place in Cache Valley Hospital. That's the ACHE. May 16th, 2014. Armed with two handguns.
This is pretty recently.
Popular mode of attack here.
I've seen people try to use two handguns at once, and it's not the easiest thing in the world.
It's not like a John Woo movie.
No.
I've only ever seen it done in the movies.
I've seen it done in real life, but the problem is you kind of have to pull things and make guns get ready, you know, to shoot them. How do you do that with another gun in your hand?
Right.
You kind of have to set one down, prep it, then set the other one down and prep it, and then pick them up.
Well, if
and
you
then
pay attention to the movies, what you do is you throw one up in the air, and it'll twirl, and then you do the other one, you rack it, right?
Yeah,
then you catch that one.
Yeah.
Right? Or what you do is you hit them both on the ground and release the magazines. Then you do a tuck and roll where you've placed two magazines, and then you hit the guns down on top of the magazines, which reloads the fire.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I've been in real life. That way, yeah.
So, number 11, this Cache Valley. Oh, did I say to do this? Oh, yeah. Two handguns. He entered the hospital into the emergency room and began making demands. After demanding to see a doctor, he racked the slide on one of his handguns. How he did this, we don't know. And told the hospital employees, "Someone is going to die today." When a security guard tried to keep the gunman's focus on him, two corrections officers who happened to be at the hospital on an unrelated matter engaged from another direction. The gunman was shot three times, and no other people were harmed. So he was correct.
What's that?
Someone did die that day. And it was him.
Yeah. And the corrections officers who were probably in uniform. There's been a few of these circumstances where you're talking about somebody being in uniform, being there, being an officer there. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with including them, because all that the NRA spokesperson, LaPerriere or whatever his name is, has ever said is, in order for a good, the one thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And in this circumstance, you know, that's what's going on here.
Last one, I'm going to get it out here before we go to the break. Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital.
I just want you to tease it.
Okay, July 25th, 2014. Basically, at a psychiatric clinic, killed his caseworker.
Uh-oh. 855-450-3733. I've really been surprised by this list, frankly. I didn't know this many times it happened. And it's relatively recent. We just don't get this news. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are talking about the top 12 times that a good guy with a gun has stopped a bad guy with a gun. And I think it's, I'm really surprised. I really didn't think that there were this many incidences where of sort of mass shootings being stopped by somebody who had a gun on them. Many of these are your average individual who happens to have a gun nearby or concealed carry or whatever it is. Some of them are law enforcement officers. Some of them are on duty. Some of them are off duty. It's a fascinating story, though. 855-450-3733 to comment. 855-450-FREE.
I don't know, the way you said that like reminded me of a good quote from like one of my favorite movies, which is a kind of a cult classic. Have you ever heard of The Army of Darkness?
No.
Bruce Campbell, anybody?
No, I've heard of it, but probably you referencing it.
No, maybe. I don't know. It's a fantastic film. There's a line in it where he's like, good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun.
No idea what that means.
Just it's an equalizer. So this last one here is Mercy.
The last story, yeah.
Yep, last one. Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital, July 25th, 2014. A patient at a psychiatric clinic killed his caseworker at point-blank range and then turned his gun on his doctor, Lee Silverman, striking him several times. Before the gunman could leave the office and continue his rampage, Dr. Silverman drew his own concealed... After being shot. Drew his own concealed handgun and pumped three rounds into the gunman's torso, mortally wounding him.
Police, that's in Philadelphia, by the way.
Yeah. Police and hospital staff hail Dr. Silverman.
I can't imagine what it takes to carry a gun in Philadelphia.
Yeah. So the police and hospital staff hail Dr. Silverman as a hero and credit him with saving dozens of lives.
Did he die?
Dr. Silverman?
Yeah, you'd think so. He got shot in the chest.
I think this picture may be of him, so I think no.
It looks like he got shot in the thumb.
Well, it looks like this guy looks like he may have been wounded.
Headlines that I see say, caseworker dead, two others shot.
Well,
caseworker was killed at point blank range. The doctor was then hit several times. So the caseworker definitely died.
Point blank. Well, I can tell you that I have I've got a wide variety of friends on Facebook, lots of them, and I try to use it as a way to take the pulse of what people are thinking right now. I really don't care about your recipes and things like that. I'm interested in your life events and your kids.
You don't like
stuff.
My cat album?
I love that Edward Snowden is posting cat pictures on Twitter.
I didn't know that. But I am interested in sort of what people are thinking about as far as issues and putting my finger in the air, and that's what my intention is to do. And I've seen more than one meme suggesting that, you know, the good guy with the gun never gets a chance to pull it. And this makes sense to me. Honestly, it made perfectly good sense that in a circumstance where, you know, there's a mass shooting going on, that it can be very difficult. That, for one, getting a concealed carry permit is difficult, especially if you're a young person. Affording a gun is difficult, especially if you're a young person. So, and bringing them on to campus and a variety of other things, I can totally see these things being difficult. So, I guess I was surprised to hear that these mass shooting incidences, that the good guy with a gun has stopped it. Not just once or twice, but it's been, there's a top 12 times this occurred. Many of these people are law enforcement officers, but hey, law enforcement officers, is much easier for them to conceal carry than anybody else. In some states, that basically you've got to be a law enforcement officer to be able to get a concealed carry permit. Like, end of story. That's it for you. So, I don't know.
Now, it's interesting that you said you've seen this sort of, you know, picture with words on it saying that nobody's ever stopped any of these things. I remember seeing something a couple of years ago where it broke down the numbers of how many people wind up dying in instances where no one stops it, as opposed to instances where someone stops it. And I forget the number off the top of my head, but I remember the Silver Circle blog, when that was still a thing, they actually went through and fact-checked, and they found out that the numbers were slightly off from the actual totals.
But they're pretty close.
But they're pretty close, and it's under three people that generally wind up dying when someone stops the incident from happening. And it's, I believe, over 10... possibly over 12 when no one winds up stopping it.
Yeah, I'm unsurprised. The people that are going to take the time to get the concealed carry permit are usually going to be pretty responsible folks. So a good friend of mine's an anti-gunner. He just doesn't like them. And basically that's his reason. He'll tell you that's his reason. He doesn't like them. And that's fine. They make you feel uncomfortable. However, I've brought this up to him, and he finds it basically a showstopper for him is, you know, you live in a place where just about everybody has a gun, and the crime rate is remarkably low.
Right.
Now, obviously, there's going to what we found. I've found reading over and over and over again is that essentially there's very little correlation between from state to state. There's no correlation between guns and crime, really. It just isn't. Here in New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, you'll find gun ownership is extraordinarily high and crime rates are very low. I don't know that these are correlative, but there's the More Guns, Less Crime book out there that suggests when you take zip codes, when you go by zip codes and you look at places where people have more guns, that you'll find less crime just based on that.
Well, here's something, Mark. I just had an argument recently, and you know how I am about internet debates.
Yeah, you love them. You jump on both feet.
So I had a debate on this issue recently, and so I looked at and I started getting into the statistics on violent crime in Great Britain.
Yes.
And so, because I just was thinking it was interesting. So if you use Great Britain, if you take violent crime in the United States and violent crime in Great Britain, right?
Yep.
Great Britain has 5 times more violent crime, right? Now, before you balk at what I just said, because it's a huge, crazy, ridiculous statement, right? The thing there is Great Britain, the UK, defines violent crime in a very different fashion.
Okay.
They, like, a lot of things, like, you know, a mugging or a fight or something like that. There's all these things that are they include a lot more things than, like, what's considered violent crime. And in the United States, the FBI has a much more strict definition, which is, like, rape, aggravated assault, murder, assault with a firearm.
Like mugging sounds like a violent crime to me.
Sure, but I mean, there's I don't know exactly what they are, but
they just define them differently, and I have heard the same thing.
Right, so you can't say 5 times is not accurate. But if you take and apply the same definition that the FBI uses for violent crime in the United States and apply it to Great Britain, where they have banned all firearms, they have twice as much violent crime as the United States,
mm-hmm.
which means that a whole bunch of people are getting stabbed.
I'll bet you that the quality of their violent crime is lower in the sense that there are probably fewer people killed.
I don't think that's accurate.
Well, I'm just guessing is as if they don't have a lot of handguns there because it's probably
twice as many
stabbings and things like that.
Crazy amounts of stabbings.
Yeah, I get it that there's a crazy amount of stabbings. People usually live through stabbings. And I'm not making an argument one way or the other. I think that if a person comes at you with a knife, you should be able to pull out a gun and put one right between their eyes.
Right.
I'm fine with that. I'm just saying that this is my guess. But the fact is that there's a difference between policing a relatively small island and keeping guns off of it rather than the North American continent.
Right. I don't know that I agree with you. A gun makes a hole, or a knife can make a whole lot larger of a hole than a gun can.
Sure can.
And
you can stab somebody a lot more times, a lot faster than, you know, pulling a trigger, aiming.
Just me guessing here. That's what my guess would be.
I think you're guessing wrong.
it's true, but I wonder about accidental shootings. Like, accidental shootings sound more deadly to me than, you know, stabbing somebody one time and thinking, you know, this is a bad idea. And you can back off of it at that point. I don't know. That's just... shouldn't be guessing.
Depends on how big the knife is.
What's that?
Depends on how big the knife is.
If you know, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-3733.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's the final segment of Free Talk Live, where the evening has been just eaten up with talking about these times that mass shootings have been stopped with by people who are carrying guns. Lots of different stories. It's amazing. I was really surprised to hear them all. We can probably still sneak your call in here at 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. But we do have one more story that I think is really important, Daryl. Something like this happened in Florida, and I guess it's been repeated in another state.
It's actually been repeated in several states.
Okay.
And
at some point we'll learn.
That's what the article here is about. The article here comes from the freethoughtproject.com. They write, in an ostensible attempt to combat the increasing welfare state in America, the conservatives have moved to begin drug testing applicants to the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, also called food stamps.
All right.
The program was held by the right as the be-all, end-all to those lazy welfare recipients sitting at home smoking their drugs all day. Advocates of the legislation claim that they will save money by getting those evil drug users off the government teat, thereby reducing the expense of the welfare system. Sounds great, doesn't it?
It's sure. I mean, however, what I was thinking was that welfare is generally bad for people. There are certainly some people that can be helped by it, but I'd rather see a social safety net than a social hammock, a safety hammock, as it were. And some people use it that way. So I'm fine with people being incentivized towards good behavior, like productivity. And if they're doing drugs, fine by me. You know, I don't particularly care why somebody is denied welfare. I think that being denied welfare can be a blessing in and of itself. Not every time, but many times.
Right. And
I'm amused by that analogy because I'm just sitting here thinking, like, someone, you know, they fall into the social safety net and then they're just laying there like it's a hammock. And then because it's a safety net, someone else just falls on top of them.
I'm not even going to get into the civil rights aspect and civil liberties aspect of you're supposedly protected against unreasonable searches and seizures. And
I think that's ridiculous.
Pee in a cup before we give you money. I'm not going to get into that.
I think that's a ludicrous notion. These are, you know, once you're signing up for a program, if the criteria of the program are drug tests, then the civil rights aren't an issue.
Right, but this is why I didn't want to get into it. I just wanted to mention that I'm not getting into it because it then opens up, are you going to charge these people with a crime because they failed a drug test? Where the civil liberties aspect comes into play.
Agreed. I don't think you should.
Taxpayers most assuredly should not be shelling out money for people to sit at home and smoke their drugs all day, but is that really what happens? The programs like TANF and food stamps are a kind gesture by governments to help people in need. However, like any government-mandated kindness, the opportunity for abuse within the system is rife. Not only is abuse of the system common, but it is damning to those on the receiving end. Third and fourth generation welfare recipients often find themselves trapped inside the system. If they attempt to get a job for minimum wage, they risk losing half of their income. Writing the check has become a way of life and a trap for so many poverty-stricken people across the United States.
Did it work, though? I mean, I everybody's heard the arguments as to why welfare might be bad for you, but did it work?
We're getting there.
Okay.
But the question is, do all of these families on government assistance just sit there and smoke drugs all day like the proponents seem to think? The data says no. In fact, the data shows that drug testing applicants for food stamps cost taxpayers far more than any perceived benefit sought out in the first place. According to state data gathered by Think Progress, the seven states with existing programs, Arizona, Kansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah, are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to ferret out few drug users. The statistics show that applicants usually test positive at a lower rate than the drug use of the general population.
Now, this is what makes me wonder here. Now, I don't think that a program either, you know, needs, if the program's been tried, the program fails. And it's been tried many times and failed in many ways. So at this point, I think it should be retired. I'm not arguing for the program. I will, however, say that I've known a lot of drug users, specifically marijuana users in my life, and I've never seen anyone worry about drug tests more than marijuana users. Like, they seem to be pretty good at getting around them. I'm sure that there's been some people that have been caught by it, but what's the threshold? You know, these kind of questions I would be asking myself is, are they, you know, knowing, hey, I've got to take this test, or it's coming up at this certain time, or so they some way or another ducking the results, because marijuana is pretty prevalent. The use is pretty prevalent, especially when you're talking about people who don't, the sort of lower classes, I don't want to call them low class, but the, you know, people that make less money tend to smoke more marijuana, from what I've heard as far as the numbers go. So why is it that people who are, you know, on the social welfare programs aren't getting caught for the pot?
The national drug rate, or the national rate of drug use, is 9.4% in the seven states mentioned. However, the rate of positive drug tests to total welfare applicants range from 0.002% to a high of 8.3%, but all except one have a rate below 1%. The most recent state to show the abject failure of mixing the war on drugs with the welfare state is Tennessee. After spending copious amounts of taxpayer dollars to catch food stamp recipients in their ploy to use drugs while receiving aid to feed their children, they uncovered drug use in less than 0.2% of all applicants. The state implemented the testing regime in the summer of 2014, adding three questions about narcotics to the application form. Anyone who answered yes to any of the three drug questions must take a urine test or have their application thrown away immediately.
So what? The questions are, have you ever done drugs? And if they answer yes, then they give them a question? I mean, you know, the smart person says no, then.
Anyone who fails a urine test, it doesn't say what the questions are.
Okay.
But it says anyone who fails a urine test must complete drug treatment and pass a second test or have their benefits cut off for 6 months. In total, just 1.6% of the 28,559 people who applied for benefits in the first year of testing answered one of the three screening questions positively. Out of the 468 people who peed in a state-funded cup, 11.7% flunked the test. With 55 people testing positive for drugs.
You can't give these statistics. I'm sorry. Statistics don't work on the radio. I want to talk about the issue. And the issue is this is just another Republican make-work program for bureaucrats. It's like the wall and the border. You know, it sounds good. We tried it. It doesn't work. You don't keep trying the same thing over and over again and expect different results.
Well, not to mention, in most of these states, you wind up having one company that is very well politically connected that gets the contract to test all of the pee.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it always goes. If they do a good job, nobody cares, though, right? I mean, I work for the fire department, it's only going to be one company that's going to get the job in making the fire suits or the fire truck or whatever it is going around. If they do a good job at the price that is commensurate with the other companies, no one cares that only one company gets it.
Well, and I believe it was Florida, the company that wound up getting the contract to test all of the urine was run by the brother of the governor.
And
that's very concerning when you've got that form of blatant nepotism. And in Tennessee, there were 32 families that were ultimately denied an average of $161 a month in benefits. And it cost them more than twice the amount to do all of the drug tests.
Sure. There's many security programs the government can be involved in that just, looks like a big waste of money. It is a big waste of money. And I was on board with these things at first. It's been years now, but I saw it tried in Florida. I saw it fail in Florida. And it seems like every state, especially the red states, they just keep trotting this crap out. And over again. How many times do these programs have to fail at finding your lazy drug users on welfare for you to give up on it?
How many times do government schools have to fail at educating students before they give up on that damn thing?
I don't know.
They're never going to give up is the answer, Mark. They will never give up.
855, well, I'm giving out the number. Check us out on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Support our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Freetalklive.com. Drive safe.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.